This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Black Men Podcast. Poor equipment. Let it ride. Complicated, just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructured communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory. We at
do, bro.
I felt comfortable.
Hell yeah.
Bathroom clean, you know what I'm saying? The clientele is good over there. You know, Briar Creek's different.
Yep.
You know?
But you know, Briar Creek is prissy to the motherfuckers. So.
That's where I need to be at.
I get it.
I don't want to go to the gym in the hood, bro.
No, I'm with you. Me neither. Me neither.
That's what I'm saying.
Neither do
I. Only thing I like the hood for at this point is food.
Yeah. You can find some amazing
good food in the hood.
Some amazing delicacies in the hood.
Yes.
What's going on? It's your boy Talshawn. TS is who I am.
See, that is who I am.
And you're now tuning in to the Black Male Podcast. As you can hear, my voice is a little shitty, but fuck it. We're going to keep it moving, dog.
You got the froggy.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's trash, man.
It's that time of year.
It is, man. It's definitely that time of year, bro.
Gas prices going down. I love it.
Shockingly, it is. Normally, gas prices be a little higher for the summer.
Nah, your gas cheap where you at, though. I know y'all joint crazy. Now,
small
I had to get gas, though, so I got it before I came. Matter of fact, I went to the other side of Durham to get gas because on my side it's still 270.
Oh yeah,
but over there on the 70 side is 256.
Mm.
I went and got it at 254. I said, all right, we lit.
But then you come down here.
I didn't look yet. I don't want to look. I catch it on my way to my mom's house when I leave here.
That bitch is 230 something.
I might be like my pops and go ahead and top it off. My father's a gas. He got 3/4 of a tank. Well, I'm about to go top it off.
Yeah.
And I used to laugh at him, but now
you understand.
Yeah, man. I hate
back then
gas,
we ain't
bro.
Pay. Back then we ain't pay for gas, so we ain't know what the old people were talking about. My mama used to say the same shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we over here. Oh, the gas price is low. We gonna just go ahead and top this gas.
Top
off.
It off. Yeah.
Sean, go pump the gas, and I'll pump.
I was trying to save that extra $50. I go get. I get 15 and keep my 35.
Back in the day, I used to do the same thing.
And then you need more gas. Now that 35 is 5. You sit there like, ah.
I ain't going to lie. Now, I just go ahead and fill up.
I fill up.
I fill up both cars and I keep it moving.
I fill up mine.
I got a wife.
I got a fake fill up routine. You know, every time I get paid, I fill up.
Yeah.
I mean, I fill up in between, but every time I get paid, I just fill up.
Might as well. Just get it out the way.
Yeah, because if I wait, you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't be looking at the needle.
Right.
And that joint be getting low at the wrong time, son.
The wrong time.
It be raining outside.
Nasty.
You be in a bad neighborhood.
Nigga, you live in a bad neighborhood.
Hey, man.
Your block is phenomenal.
I live in a housing community. I don't live in that neighborhood.
You go up the street around the corner, it's shenanigans.
Okay, let's make this clear. And I hope the clips take some of this.
Right, me too.
I live
right, you do.
Where it's comfortable, right?
You do.
Ain't none of my business around there. I ain't got no business over there.
Ain't no business over there.
I don't know them niggas.
Cause That's what they are.
Yo, I'll be on my porch smoking cigar, hit gunshots. I don't even flinch, my nigga.
It ain't over here.
Bring that shit over here. You're going to get arrested so fast. The cops come through here and they live here.
Y'all do have police over there.
I like it.
Nah, you're right, though.
And I don't even fuck with y'all, but since y'all over here, we friends.
Best of friends.
Most definitely.
We are buddies.
Stop this shenanigans. All these cars parked blocking my driveway. I'm about to go tell. I'm about to be like the white people.
That joke turned into a Karen in the community.
Hey, man. Yo, Shane, the worst thing in the world. No, this is real shit, though. To come home, you got two spaces, and right. A car is kind of blocking one of your spaces a little bit. You got room to park, but these are my two spaces for my townhome.
Right.
This is my area.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm on your side.
Yeah, like, don't. Now you playing me for a sucker because you got mad room to park these cars and you got an abandoned car in one of your spaces. What are we doing here?
That's one thing I'm not a fan of.
We got a nice community and you got this car that ain't moving like a year now. If I hit the HOAs on you, you're going to think I'm violating. And I know somebody else done hit the HOAs before because I'm, you know, I can mind my business, but I'm tired of seeing that broken down car, man.
You see, yeah, he turned to an old nigga for real, son.
Hey, old nigga still got boss.
I'm with you. I can't talk
that had nothing to do with nothing, but I just
wife and I are in the process of doing certain things real estate wise, and that's one of the rules in the community that we're developing. You're only have two cars, and every car has to be functional because you only got two spots.
Yeah,
and every car has to be functional, and it cannot be unfunctional more than a certain amount of days, or we towing that shit. Yo,
if you got a third car, park that shit on the street, yo. Don't be having that shit all catacornered and shit. That shit look bad.
It does.
Yeah, that shit look bad, man. But it's only one family that does that. And they happen to be my damn neighbor.
Oh, shit. To the left or the right of you?
To the right.
Oh, yeah.
No, my other side, that's a white lady from another country. She mad cool. That's the homie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the homie. She cool.
Let's get right into the show, man. I'm going to go ahead and start with this topic because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about these niggas. Was the firing of Tibbs right move or not? To you.
To me?
And then I'll express what I think about it.
To me, I think it was. But I think it would have been the right thing to do last year. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of old school coaches.
Right.
And one thing,
we kind of had this conversation.
This is one thing I hate about Knicks fans. And it's not just Knicks fans. But I'm just saying Knicks fans because now it's coming to play. Yeah, he won, you know, two seasons, 50-plus wins, yeah.
Yes, he has.
But there are people that have won Coach of the Year and got fired the next year.
You posted it. It was about 6-0.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
And there's people that have won chips and been fired 2 years. You have to produce every year. You don't get earned income credit because you had a good year. And I love using earned income credit.
But that's now. People. That's today's NBA.
Today's NBA, well, you have to adapt to today's NBA, even as a coach. If you know there's problems within the team or within the structure of the organization, you can't be stubborn and say, okay, it's my team, I'm going to do it my way. If you want to stand on that, then you have to be prepared for the repercussions that come with that. Tibbs wants to do everything his own way, and he got fired because of it. So I don't know why he's special. What makes him special?
I mean, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? If they kept him, would I be mad that they kept him? I guess no. I'll talk my shit, but that's just talking shit.
Right.
Because he is a good coach. He just needs to learn how to adapt. He needs to hire a staff and actually use his staff. That's what makes you successful. He's known for not listening to his staff. That's probably why Johnny Bryant left.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're the associate head coach and the coach not listening to you, he's definitely not listening to the other assistant coaches.
And now Johnny Bryant has a head coaching job with the Suns.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't?
They didn't give it to him. They hired somebody else.
Okay.
It was between him and a white guy that was already there. They hired a white guy.
You're right.
But still, he was up for a head coaching job. which is major.
Right.
So, Thibodeau is just stuck in the old school ways, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think his firing was a disrespectful thing. You know what I'm saying? It just happened. They had an exit meeting. Within that meeting, none of us know what happened. But I'm sure he was given ultimatums and directives on what they wanted from him. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't do any of those.
Right.
Because he's the same person now as he was then. You know what I'm saying? He didn't use his bench. He didn't develop his younger players. He never made adjustments during the games. And it's been several times. He put together a defensive system that actually wasn't working consistently in the playoffs. Because if you have players with deficiencies, you have to learn how to coach around that and coach towards people's strengths, not put people out there to fail. You basically put Carlton Towns out there to fail, put him in drop.
Yep.
And if you're calling defenses and he's playing the wrong defense and he's not getting the signs or the calls correctly, you the coach.
Right. Change up thing.
Either change up or take him out the game. Carl-Anthony Towns will be playing drop, and everybody else is playing something else. And from a fan perspective, you don't know if you're blaming Carl-Anthony Towns or you're blaming the player. But what I do know in today's climate, the coach is going to take that heat before the player gets traded.
I have Carl-Anthony Towns moving from block to block. You ain't even got to do too much, bro. You ain't even got to do too much. I'm going to just have you slide from block to block.
Why not?
Put your hands up.
Listen.
Put them big-ass arms up and just go from block to block, bro. You're 7 foot.
Not defending him. But you can't tell me he's the worst defender in the league.
No.
Now people are talking about, well, Jalen Brunson's defensive liability. No, he's not. No, he's just not. Short.
Yeah, he's just short. He plays pretty damn good defense. If they're looking for on the ball defense from Jalen Brunson, then I can understand that. But he still does a pretty decent job on the ball D. But his help side defense, I always love help side defenders more than anything.
Bro, the Nuggets won a chip. Joker plays no defense. Tracy Murray plays no defense. Michael Porter Jr. plays no defense.
Michael Porter Jr. plays nothing.
Okay, another conversation. But they won a chip.
Yeah, yeah.
OKC is in the finals. SGA ain't defending nobody ever.
No, that's the flop, kid.
But you scheme.
I agree.
So all that to say,
I agree.
I was 50-50 on Tibbs being fired. I'm okay with it. But the only problem is, it's like breaking up with your girl. Do I really want to be done with her forever? Because who am I going to replace this coach with? It's a little different with a coach because it's a game. Right. And life is a game, but it's serious.
Right.
This is just basketball. But when you get rid of Tibbs, who you going to replace him with is the heavy conversation. That's scary. Right. That's the scary part.
That is.
Because they're looking at Jason Kidd. He already has a job. They said they issued an MA. He already has a job.
And I personally say leave Jason Kidd where he's at.
Nah, they're not going to let us interview him anyway. Now, MA, it's impossible because there's no way the Rockets let him go. Yeah, but I wanted to hire him before they hired Thibodeau.
Yeah, you said that a while ago. I remember that. We've had that discussion.
A young black coach with energy that's played the game, that was under Pop.
And wasn't trash when he played.
Yeah. Yo, he preaches discipline. But he's respectful.
Yeah, he is.
He's old enough to be Unk, but he's young enough to know what's good with these niggas,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is.
Man, the Rockets got a good one, man.
That's why I work for the Rockets.
Rockets got a good one. Rockets got a great one.
Y'all need to just go ahead and get Mike Malone. Cut the bullshit.
Let's he's not even on the list.
Yeah, he was on the list. Last thing I saw, he was on the list.
He's not on the list no more, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, unless they said it as a deflection.
It must be a deflection.
Organization said it. He's not on the list. Those are just people. As far as the Knicks organization, he's not even in the top 10. Hmm. So somebody just don't like him. But that means nothing because we traded for Karl-Anthony Towns, and he wasn't even listed as a potential target. We just woke up one morning, and the Knicks got Towns. Even Mikal Bridges. Oh, Knicks got Bridges. So,
yeah, that was the
Leon
power.
Rose is the mafia.
The power of friendship.
Yeah, but Leon Rose is the mafia, bro.
I saw something somebody said, and it was Colin Cowherd. Then I want to get off the Knicks.
I'm 50-50 with that guy.
Me too, but Colin Cowherd said something. He said, the reason why the Knicks did so well and so good is because James Dolan was his new love and new toy was that spear because his organization was the one that built that spear in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they said, now that the spear is done, all of a sudden, a bunch of erratic decisions have been made on that team's behalf. And it reminds people of when James Dolan was running the show all on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, yeah. I
you know what I mean? And when he said that, I was like, oh, damn, he kind of makes
But Dolan, point. He has taken a back seat for a good 3-4 seasons, though.
Yeah, he has. But during those 3-4 season, they was building that spear in Vegas.
No, I'm not contradicting that. That is a fact. I didn't really realize that until you sent me that clip. But one thing with Dolan, I mean, if you say something he don't like, you probably gonna be gone.
Yeah, see.
You know what I'm saying? So, and Leon Rose is in the position to where if Dolan want him gone, I mean, that's your job. You gotta do what it is. You know, I didn't think they would have grew sour on Tibbs because Tibbs has such a great relationship with everybody. And he has a good relationship with Jalen Rose. Yep. But allegedly, in the exit meetings, the players turned on him. you know, several players within the rotation. But this is the funny part. The rotation is only seven deep.
That's it.
So if several players said something, several is at least three.
Yep.
So three out of the seven basically said, if Tibbs is here, I don't want to be here next year. So only one I know it wasn't.
Carl Anthony.
Only one I know it wasn't was Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
No, probably Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart.
Yep.
So it's three out of the other five.
Carl Anthony, and I know Mikal Bridges did. Them two definitely did.
Then what's left is Deuce McBride or Mitchell Robinson or OG.
Pick one or two.
I can see OG saying something.
Me too. That's why I was, that's why I said pick one or two.
Because
and I can see
OG's a good player.
And I can see old boy, Deuce McBride or what's the name saying something.
Deuce needs to shut the fuck up because he's lucky to be in the league. Thibodeau's the one that got him drafted and gave him a chance.
I hear you.
But I get it. After once a year, thank you for your service.
Like, yeah.
I don't like you no more. I don't like you no more. But Carl Anthony Towns and OG kind of had beef over the defense.
Right.
A different coach could probably end that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not personal. It's just cat be out of position all the time.
Like Gilbert Arenas said, he got a WNBA body.
He was wrong for that, son.
He was wrong as fuck for that.
If cat smacked the shit out of him, he earned that.
Oh. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
But no, he's super earned that. You call me a bitch without...
But I'm saying, son, we don't know if Cass off or not, bro.
We don't know. We don't know.
I know some zesty niggas that'll beat the shit out you.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily.
Oh, man. Is he
a
little zesty? Yeah.
At the same time, he does have awkward body disposition. He does have an awkward body disposition.
I said this with my son.
Big
and
feet.
And we don't have to get into the Knicks too deep like you were saying, but he's skinny fat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to be involved in fitness to understand this.
Yep.
Everyday people, you could be skinny fat.
Yep.
Look good in your clothes. Who cares?
Yeah, no one.
But you're a professional basketball player. That extra body fat on his skinny frame makes him look awkward, and that's why he moves so awkward. The biggest problem I see with the Knicks is conditioning.
I wonder if he doing
Jalen Brunson
getting
better
drills.
Shape too. No, never in his life.
Agility drills will help.
Bro. When I watch Cat play, I see a super talented offensive player that never actually worked on the totality of his game. He's just good.
Yeah, me and my son working on agility drills.
You gotta have it, bro. Because if you're not a star, that lack of agility is gonna keep you on the bench.
Yep.
Period. And at his age, having agility is going to make you a star.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is going to have it.
But he's a star.
And then you just develop the rest of the shit on the way.
He should have been a superstar.
Bro, at that age, yo, if you got agility and you in shape, you can score off layups all day because nobody else is running.
Well, let's move to the next topic, man. It's some new stuff going on in college sports, which I think is pretty dope. They say college sports is going to be changed forever. Starting July 1, universities can pay money directly to their student athletes. Schools will operate with a near $20.5 million salary cap in year one. Expected to be $13 to $16 million for football. Student athletes are able to negotiate and enter into NIL deals with their schools and third parties. All third-party NIL deals of 600 or more must be approved by the clearinghouse that will vet contracts. And that was brought into effect by Judge Claudia Wilkin, has approved the landmark House versus NCAA settlement, which will usher in revenue sharing and roster limits to college sports. So, I like so 13 to 16 million to just football alone.
I like it.
Out of the 20 million.
I like it. It's challenging, but I like it.
Yeah. Because like a lot of these schools are football schools. The football pretty much, you know, runs the revenue sharing. If you look at like Alabama, nobody don't really watch the basketball like that, the basketball team. So you know it's the football team. You look at Florida. Florida has been lucky to have it on both sides. It's been more of basketball these years than it is Florida State. I went to Florida State. It's been always a football. That's all it's ever been.
Does this open up a new position in the administration, though?
It should.
I mean, you have an athletic director, but you can't expect them to handle.
That's why they got the clearinghouse. So you're going to have a clearinghouse manager. That clearinghouse, they always had a clearinghouse, but it was never used in that way. So you'll have to have a clearinghouse associate or manager or specialist, someone that can review contracts, especially NIL at every university. Because it's going to be hard to send to the NCAA corporate office, the main office. You're going to have a backlog. So if you want quick turnaround time, you're going to have something at each individual university.
Well, I know Carolina, they tried to get somebody to no, basketball, Carolina, they had people for
basketball.
That. Well, they got football. Somebody to handle basketball because Hubert Davis, you know, had a couple things, issues with the NIL or whatever. I mean, it's a whole different dynamic. You can't expect a coach to be like.
But like you said, you have someone that run the NIL. I don't think no coaches should be involved in that piece.
No.
I think coaches should speak to athletic director or speak to somebody, some middle person, and say, hey, I approve it. I think that works. This person is going to be pivotal. And then they should get out of the money conversation.
It's going to be interesting, though, because if you got $20 million and you're recruiting a guy like Cooper Flagg, I mean, do you want to actually give him 14?
I don't think they're going to end up giving one person that much.
You know what I mean? I don't even. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. Like, because, how you'll do it. Because BYU gave a big chunk to old boy.
Yeah, but if you think about it, they gave him more from third party. So that's where that third party piece come in at. If you got a third party or a booster.
That's why I'm wondering. I'm wondering the dynamic.
Most of it's going to come from boosters.
I want to see it. It's never happened before. Where everybody's doing it now.
Right.
I just want to see how it's getting done.
It's not going to be directly from the schools. 13 million, you got to, if 13 million is going, and then that's 13 million to football, bro. 13 to 16 to football.
Yeah.
So you got BYU, who's pretty much known, they're actually known for a football school more than they know basketball. So if each school get 20.5, 13 to 16 is going to football, that means only what, 5 is going to?
That one player, I don't remember the exact basketball. Number this basketball kid got, but they broke the bank. They got every booster possible.
He
put together a package.
He got $1 million from the school, and then he got a total of $5 million, and the rest came from boosters.
Yeah, because he got a grip.
Yeah, he got a $5 million 1 year situation, which I'm not mad at. Cooper Flagg made almost $20 million in his 1 year at school.
That one from Duke, though.
No. It was from New Balance.
He's from everywhere.
Listen, third party. It was only from two places.
No, I'm with you. I'm just saying. New Balance, I'm interested.
And Fantastics or something like that.
I'm interested.
Fanatics.
I'm interested in how everyone else comes to play.
Building with it. That's what the, you remember back in the day?
With the girls as well. I'm just interested in how it all comes to play. Come on, you're going to look over the girls, man.
I'm not saying they're not going to look out, but they're not going to get a lot.
It's still more than now.
Right.
It's going to be. Paige Beckness, Juju.
Right.
They did pretty good.
But once again.
I mean, that's two people. But.
Listen to the amount of money that they're spreading out. 13 to 16 of football. We're talking about basketball now. It's only 5-6 million that's going to be left. Now that baseball, softball is now going to be, NBL is now creating a softball, a professional softball league.
That team in the World Series.
That's what I'm saying. That little black girl.
Yeah. She got paid.
Paid.
And she's good.
Yes.
I watched a couple clips.
Dog, the school gave her $2-3 million.
Everybody else is looking like, what the fuck?
But she's good. She came in 1 year and already got them in the championship game.
She's good.
She wasn't even supposed to play. And she was like, nah, I'm playing. She the only pitcher the whole game.
She
struck everybody out.
They lost the game. And she just said in the press, like, yo, it's my fault. This game's on me. It ain't going to happen again. I like that.
Me too.
I like that.
Hey, I think these moves that college should have been fucking made. You got Peter Warwick. You got all these people from back in the day. They was getting money. They was getting booster money. But they could have benefited so much. That's going for football-wise, you got to spend 3 years.
Yeah,
can't do one and done. Yeah. You can't do two and done. You got to literally spend 3 years. So these jokers definitely shouldn't be getting something.
Well, you look at all that's going on now, and Chris Webber got in trouble for accepting a suit to wear to a funeral.
Yep.
And the Michigan basketball team still can't be mentioned anything associated with Michigan basketball.
Yep. They finally brought everybody back. But that was when Juwan Howard was the coach.
I don't think they ain't got them in the record books, nothing like that. They ain't do that yet. They just got invited to a game.
You're right.
Document that shit. They set history over there.
They did.
I mean, I don't know if they in the process of doing nothing like that. I ain't looked into it for a while.
Right.
But, you know, I do remember when they took the picture together.
I think they did something with the Fab Five. I think they did something.
Okay. I'll run with that until I see otherwise.
But the sad part is
they shouldn't have took this long.
They still not even acknowledging two of the other guys that really sacrificed a lot for that team. That's crazy.
Oh, what's his name? Ray Jackson and Jimmy King.
Yep.
I love watching them play, bro. That was good college basketball. Man.
Yeah.
6'8 point guard in college. That was crazy.
Bro, think about those years of basketball, college basketball, when you look at, you got Michigan, you got Villanova. Villanova, the way they was hooping. As much as I can't stand Duke. How they were doing things.
Let me ask you this. Not to cut you off, but kind of just throw something in before I forget. If you can name three college teams, I'm not going to ask you to name the year.
Right.
Three college teams that just stood out for you the most, like in your lifetime just watching college basketball.
Uh-huh. Duquesne, UNLV, and Michigan.
You said Duquesne?
Yes. You remember them Duquesne days?
No. Which one are you talking about?
I'm thinking
the team. Nobody on the team is a particular player.
I'm thinking of my era. I think it was like 90. I can't think of
who was the standout player. Or are you just talking about just the team in general?
I'm just talking about the team in general.
Okay.
Because I wanted to go there. That's how much they interested
me. That's an interesting list.
That's how much they interested me. Like, I was so interested in it. And I was, but coach-wise, I was a Bobby Knight coach fan. And that's only because of Zeke, pretty much.
That's an interesting three, man. I wouldn't have
guessed. Remember Duquesne was fire one time. I think it was like 94, 90, maybe 90, 95, 96, something like that. It was between those years. That Duquesne team, they was always on TV. Motherfuckers was balling, dog. And I'm down south now. So I'm already down south. And they was on TV down south. And you could watch their games and watch a lot of shit that we had.
But on their level, I kind of like Rhode Island and St. Joseph's more than Duquesne.
I get you. But look where you from. Look where
Duquesne
you was at.
Is Pennsylvania, ain't
it? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Rhode Island and St. Joseph's.
I know. Yeah. It's around the same time. Rhode Island was nice too.
I mean, I ain't knocking it. I'm just interested. I would have never thought that.
Okay. And you see how quick I said it. So
I didn't really expect you to think on it. Because if you got to think on it, it's not a good answer.
I agree.
You know what I mean? You might think later and be like, oh, I forgot. But no, I wanted the quick answer.
And then, you know, UNLV, Grandma Ma, and all them niggas was crazy.
You know, I mean, I would have said UNLV, Michigan, and St. John's.
I like St. John's, too.
Because I grew up St. John's. Yep. Mark Jackson, Walter Berry.
Yep.
You know? Just the energy's different, man. College basketball back then was just crazy.
It was, man. It was.
Yeah.
It was. It was definitely different back then.
Yeah. I mean, everything was different. So.
It was definitely different, man. It was good times, man. Let's jump right into a couple topics, man. We get out of sports. Should men receive spousal support in your eyes, do you think?
I don't see why it's a problem. I mean, yeah, I mean.
I thought you were going to say no.
No, why would I say that? I mean, if
you know, man, sometimes guys be trying to stick on this man shit.
Listen, man, if I do that, it's cap. I'm just like this. If you're, I don't see why it can be okay on one side and not the other. This is just what it is. If you're in a situation and you're married to a woman that's wealthy and you're doing the stay-at-home dad things and you're doing a lot of running because she got the businesses going on, if that's your situation and it don't work, I mean, if spouse support's on the table, I'm not against it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not against prenups either. You know what I'm saying? If that's your situation. But, you know, spouse support, man, it's been going on. It's like child support. I know of men that get child support that have the children.
Me too.
So I don't know why it's such a debate, man. I think a lot of times generals are so one-sided. Like, there's some people that'll say a man is wrong for accepting child support. Why?
Anything a man does that's not on the that women deem to be manly, is always up for debate.
That's all confusing, man. Like, you want this old school value man, but you're not going to be the old school submissive woman.
The sad part is when a woman leaves a man, especially a man of high value or mid value, they want to take everything. They want to take the child. They want to make sure you're on child support. They want to make sure they get spousal support. But if you don't want traveling all the time, I'm the one at home with the kids all the time. We get a divorce. I want the fucking same.
Yeah.
I want the same. I want the kids are coming with me. I'm the primary caregiver. They only know what I do. I want the child support. I want the spousal support. I'm sorry. And you can say what you want to say. Get out and make it on your own. Or that's sassy. The new shit.
That's sassy?
That's what they say. That's the new shit they say now. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yo, man.
Count me my ducats, though.
If I have a baby with Halle Berry and I'm like at home with the kids and she peel, come on, man. What you mean?
Let me get me.
I ain't ask her to leave. You know what I'm saying? She cheated on me and left.
Let me get me.
Hold me down. I got to keep these kids in this private school. I shouldn't have to move them away from their school.
Nope.
Soccer and all of this stuff, man. And cheerleading and all this.
Nah, I should not have to adjust my lifestyle.
No, you need to maintain the lifestyle that was presented to me. That's what the rule is, right?
That's what the rule is. I should not have to adjust my lifestyle.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm driving this new Tesla that just came out,
right?
I should continue to drive this Tesla. I mean, it's the same thing.
But I also put in a caveat of this, that we've had years together. If I'm only there for a couple months or a year, I don't want nothing.
Nah, it's different.
I leave out what I came in here with.
Like Kevin Gates got married, they done it 2 months.
Oh, they already done?
They already done, man.
Him and Brittany Renner?
It's over.
Stop it.
I saw it this morning. No, not this morning. I forget what day it is. I saw it last night. And she was talking about it, and then I cut it off. I don't even want to hear her reasons. This doesn't make sense to me. It's like 54 days.
They don't get tired.
I wonder if she's going to stay Muslim, though.
She's been Muslim for a while now.
She still had the head guard on, though. But, and she was explaining how divorce works with her being a Muslim woman. I mean, she was breaking it down, but I just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what Brittany ran the whole ass do.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, that's why I cut it off.
All right, man, let's move to the next topic, man.
That's kind of cold, though.
I get it, too, but, you cold. Know, fuck it, bro.
Cold as ice, man.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot. Has the church been causing members to go broke? I mean, the church has been the church. That's my book. The church has been the church. It depends on what church you go to, the level of church. I'll say this. Where I'm from in South Carolina, it's a church that my grandfather went to, my mom went to when she was growing up, and they passed their shit straight up. And the great thing is, I know a lot of people from home actually watch our podcast. Y'all know that pastor is shit. He is shit. Y'all know he's shit. He steal from them people all the goddamn time, and y'all let that shit roll. He's always been shit.
There you go.
I hate it when he spoke at my grandfather's funeral. Mm. I wanted to slap the shit out of him. He is shit, straight up.
But you control who speaks at a funeral.
Matter of fact, Reverend Gibson is shit.
Yeah, he should have took his name off the program.
He is shit. Yeah. Yes, you could, but we had the funeral at the church. So, of course, he feel like he should be the one.
I mean, I know you're not thinking about it at the time, but you put the program together and you could have picked your speaker. But, I mean, I know you wasn't thinking about it at the time. Then when he gets up, it's like.
I don't have no control of that.
I'm talking about whoever put the program together.
Right.
Yeah. But that's.
Y'all know
I'm giving him the process of doing that. That's why I was thinking about that.
He is shit.
Hey, there you go. You know it.
Straight up.
And you still go, too, don't you?
Yep, they still go.
dummy.
He got his house built based on y'all and the church and these stuff. He told y'all he needed a better car. Y'all got him one. He is shit.
But truth of it, as members of a church, when y'all have church meetings, you have the right to ask where finances are going.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When you pay your tithes, you have the right to ask, what are we doing? If there's a building fund, you have a right to ask.
Yes.
How far are we with the building fund? What is the plan? If they're telling you they're going to build like a fellowship hall,
right?
Do you have a right to ask? If they say they're building like a school for the children, you have a right to ask. But the thing is, in church, a lot of people do not ask.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean, I'm from the angle of where my father was a pastor for 30 years, and I was surprised at the things he actually accomplished with the church money. And we talking about a small church. So if he can do that with a small church, I'm wondering how these big churches have had building funds for the last 20 years.
And do nothing.
Yeah. My father took a small church and made it twice as big. They had summer camps.
Nice.
I mean, they had all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? The church didn't even have a bank account when he got there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I see all these bigger churches, they're getting $1,000 donations here and there. Boom, boom, 10,000 donations. And they really have nothing but a bigger church that generates more revenue. Where are these revenues being allocated?
Let me ask you a question. Now that, you know, everybody knows something's going on with your pops, how much has the church reached out or done anything since he's been down?
I mean, how many times you seen my father?
Damn.
I think you got them beat.
God damn.
You got a couple members.
Right.
That might have came by, but it ain't really nobody like checking on my moms or... You know what I'm saying? We got a lady from the church, you know, that
ain't coming
stays
to put
with
no money,
my mom.
Put any money in the hand.
Bread? I ain't got no money. He didn't even get retirement from the church. Did 30 years, man. So, I mean, like I say, there's a woman that stays with my mom, helps around the house, but she's has nothing to do with the church. She's actually a genuine friend of the family. My mother and her mother, like, grew up together.
Okay.
So she's really family. So,
but is she getting paid?
No, she just does it.
Oh, okay.
You know, my mother help out here and there.
All right, genuineness.
She basically live with my mom. Come by, but eat, cook, make my lunch for me to bring to work. But as far as the church,
that's my problem.
Affiliates,
but that's my problem.
No,
your dad created that church. That church was small.
Nobody cares.
He built that church up to be something phenomenal.
But they look at it as if stability. You're doing God's work. That's what God put you there to do.
So guess what?
They feel entitled to that.
Your job is now to continue to help the person that God put in place to grow you.
That's not what happens.
That should happen.
I mean, you spitting.
This is why
that
don't fuck with the church system, bro.
That's what happens. And now they got like every Sunday like five people.
See? See? But that what happens. That what happens when you...
Yeah. And when they just got a new pastor. My pops retired years ago.
That's what happens when you do the matriarch, the person that helped grow, put stability in this small church in this small town, created things that help the community. Summer camps, different shit to get the kids out of the street to help the community. This is why I'm not big on that system no more, bro.
But listen,
they don't
though.
Do shit like that.
How many times do you see it, the person that actually puts his life on the line to help is hated by the
people
he's helping.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying? And I know I said on a podcast years ago, and I'll bring this up again because it fits, a construction company was going to basically construct a basketball court with a fence, with lights and everything on the property, and the church voted against it.
See
what I'm saying? So you really don't want to do things to help the children. That would have had basketball leagues.
Yep.
It would have had basketball camps. It would have provided jobs. It would have kept the kids off the street. And it would have had something where all the churches could have had their own basketball teams.
Yep.
And they could have had a structure where they could have also gave scholarships.
See.
They also could have had AAU games outdoors. They could have had their whole tournament. They could have helped, you know, kids get into. Yeah, they got fucking scholarships in these private schools for high school
schools
kids.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So all of that stuff could have been developed right there. And my father had it all in place. And I'm not just saying it because of my father. I'm saying it because I know firsthand.
Your pops had it all in place and the church voted it down.
Voted,
like it was going to be bad.
Emphatically no. Emphatically no, bro.
And I'd have did the shit anyway.
He could have. But he just chose not. I'm talking about a nice court. They was going to build it from scratch, fenced in, everything. Yeah, they said no. They said no.
Sorry for all the coughing, guys. We can get it together.
But
or not.
You know, I mean, and then a lot of elderly people wonder why our generation is turned off by that structure.
I'm cool on it, bro.
Right.
My mom be trying to get me to help out her church a lot. But then she understands my thought process with them. I'm a spiritual person, a very spiritual person. And my mother's pastor is a very cool guy. I love and respect this man. At one point, they would have had me. They almost had me. I was almost full-fledged in. But then I started looking at certain things and certain stuff that just kind of turned me off. And then I'm a community-based guy, and I feel like we could do so much more in the community. Maybe I can go over there and spearhead that aspect, be the community liaison and do different things.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? But they don't, bro, they church now went from quite a few young people to ain't nobody in there, bro.
I'm turned off quickly by churches, bro.
I understand it.
I used to go to UBC. I think they got a new pastor now. I think something happened with the pastor. They had the male Bible study, which was all men. I used to go. It was dope because it wasn't right. really Bible study. They'll do a scripture and men were just talking about life.
Conversation. Bro.
Yeah, it was dope.
That's that stuff we need.
And there's a guy in Raleigh, Pastor Anderson, that's actually a friend of my father, but he's like my oldest brother age. He's real cool. Like, he don't even know my father in the facility yet. We got to tell him. My father wants him to do his funeral whenever he passes.
Okay.
His church is actually very dope. I mean, they got a table with nothing but programs. They got mental health. They got martial arts. They got sports. Like, all across the table. All the pamphlets community, where you can reach out.
Think about that. Community.
Yeah, but he's actually a dope person.
I like that.
Like, we could have him on the podcast and talk about real shit. He just happens to be a pastor.
I love it.
That's what communities need.
I agree.
Like, my father's old school. Old school niggas, they're good for what they are. They're mentors.
They're
inspiration.
Yes, they are.
They know a structured way to do things. But we're the creatives. We're the new minds. And the generation under us,
right?
Further creative, further minds. You take all of that. That's why we need each other. But now the separation, and I know this because I see it firsthand, and there's always going to be somebody, well, my church isn't like that. Nobody's saying every church is like that. Nobody's saying every pastor is like that. But the negative always stands out.
And we don't care what your church don't do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because then you're actually not getting the point.
I don't really get too fucked.
No, I mean, whoever responds ain't getting the point. You're not getting it at all. And a lot of times you go to a church and you don't even know what you're going to.
Nope.
You don't know nothing about their pastor or nothing about what's going on. Because it's a business now. And a lot of pastors are just niggas that couldn't get a good job.
Damn.
And they speak well. Man, fuck that. Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Dead ass.
The Black Male Podcast been on some shit this morning.
Nah, dead ass. I'm going to tell you right now. I can go to any church, get in that pulpit, and turn that shit out. All you got to do is be able to speak well,
right.
communicate, and be able to touch the souls of people, because everybody goes through similar situations. Certain topics, if you can speak on it aggressively, authoritatively, and actually connect it to the scripture and do a couple and noises and dance around a little bit, stomp your feet, point at people and do all kind of shit, man, that shit put on a damn show, man.
And yo, and the sad part
is, it's a performance.
The sad part is we know the Bible just as well as your pastor.
I probably know better than your pastor, man.
Yep.
I just ain't gonna talk about it all day.
Me too. I just don't do it all day. Same thing here. You got a Bible right above your head, right next to the Quran.
But see, I hate when you speak on Christianity or you speak on Islam, people take it as if you're trying to be blasphemous and things of that nature. It's not even that. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing against the Bible. It's not nothing against the Quran. It's not nothing against Christianity. It's nothing against Islam, Buddhism, or whatever. It's the people that use it as a front for their own material values.
Yes.
Or their own material upliftments.
Yes.
That's my problem with it. You know what I'm saying? That's when I see TV shows and they be having these mega pastors living these crazy lifestyles and Christians be feeling all offended. I'd be like, yo, but that nigga's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga's real. I remember going to church in Maryland where the dude was asking for $1,000 donations.
See.
And then he was like, 5,000. People writing checks. I'm like, them shit's going to bounce.
Bro, let me tell you, it was a church in Raleigh Eric and I went to, and the fucking collection plate went around one too many times for me. I think it was the third time.
How many offers can it be in one Sunday?
I looked at Erica. I said, we about to go. She's like, we just can't leave. I said, one.
Why you can't?
I said, one, we've been in here way too long. Two, we about to go. That darn plate came for the third time I did this year. Dog, they was handing it to my wife. I grabbed it, and we were just dating at the time. I grabbed it so she didn't have to touch it because you wasn't about to put nothing in it.
I tell you this. Being the son of the pastor, I did a lot of disrespectful shit that nobody said to me about, right?
I believe it.
Like you said, you can't leave. I'm just going to believe. I don't care what part of the service it was.
I do too.
I'll get up and walk to the front and use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'll walk out the back. I'll sit in the back where the ushers are supposed to be sitting. You probably ain't care, man. I just do shit.
See, I believe it.
Nah, because some of the
pastor kids are some of the worst fucking kids in the world, sir. Y'all some trash ass little nigglets, bro.
Because nigglets. A lot of times you're misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
And your gifts are stifled, man.
Speaking of a pastor, man, so we got a pastor that's creating a Dollar General boycott.
Yeah, we touched on it.
No, we did. We skipped last week.
We touched on it for like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Let's play the video, though. I'm going to play a little
audio. No, we didn't play the video at all.
We're going to play a little audio.
For his exclusive first television interview since announcing this protest of Dollar General. And Pastor Bryant, just to start here, Target admitted that their sales were down almost 4% last quarter. And they specifically admitted that it was due in part to your boycotts over its rollback of some DEI policies. So why now zero in on Dollar General when obviously there are other companies out there, by the way, dime a dozen, who have rolled back their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies?
First, I've got to take note that this boycott against Target is the most successful boycott by black people in 70 years since the Montgomery bus boycott.
Okay.
They lost $12 billion in valuation.
They did.
Their stock tumbled from $145 a share to $93 a share.
Yep, and I bought
the CEO's salary was cut by 43%. And so I just wanted to put an asterisk of what happens when our community mobilizes
five shares and stays focused.
We have canceled Target with 13 weeks in and decided we shouldn't have to grovel for respect when we give $12 million a day. We chose Dollar General because, quite frankly, as you just aforementioned, they're three times larger than Target and Walmart combined and have never given to any organization within the black community. Dollar General is within 5 miles of 75% of Americans' homes and still no accountability. They are a contributor to food deserts, not just in absence of food, but absence of fairness. And so we wanted to hold them accountable.
Now, I know you're
I'm done with that conversation. So we live in the South. If we go in rural South, Southern areas, yes, a Dollar General is very, very close. A lot of times Dollar General is the only food source out close by.
Yeah.
When it comes to, because most grocery stores aren't close by.
Yeah.
So, yes. Okay. I don't know about the food desert piece. And that must be Atlanta thing because this dude mostly be in Atlanta.
He's from Baltimore.
But yeah, he is from Baltimore. And to me, I really personally think...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
He's on when it comes to certain topics, even the Target piece, and I get why. I get why everybody was outraged because they made it seem like DEI was such a black thing. DEI wasn't. DEI was mostly white women and everybody other than black. We were super low on the totem pole, and I know this because I've worked with quite a few DEI-based companies to help them build certain things. Now, but back to the Dollar General piece. why are we looking at Dollar General to give to black organizations, different things of that nature? You name me a black organization right now that's helping black people. Can you?
No, that's my only question about the whole boycott thing. Like, what are we really saying? Do we hold black companies to task of helping the communities?
Right.
We don't even hold black churches to task of helping the black community.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So Dollar General helps a lot of people, to be honest with you, bro.
A whole lot.
Because down there where my mom's is at, a lot of older people,
yes,
instead of driving 15 miles to go to Food Lion or whatever, they can go to that Dollar General like 2 miles away. Right. And it's easy to get, you know, grandson or nephew to take you to the store.
Yep.
I mean, Dollar General, you can't buy your full level of groceries, but you can definitely get by. And they've raised the level
yes,
of inventory when you go up in there. Like, I don't eat chicken and beef and all that, but if you're into that, I mean, it's there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's there. They got bread, and it's not bread that's going to be stale in two weeks.
No.
You know what I mean? You can get your medicine is there.
Yep.
I mean, all your snacks is there. I mean, different household things are in there. Yeah,
they have. It's a full store, man. It's a ton of over-the-counter items.
Reasonably, so I don't see fighting them.
Reasonably priced as well.
Yeah. So I don't really see the issue with that there.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So the goal now is to tear down an organization that helps a ton of folks. We tear down that organization. Now that organization is no longer in those areas anymore because the rural areas are going to be the areas that's going to be affected the most and the quickest. So now that these, like where your mother lives at, is, you know what I'm saying, where I'm from in South Carolina, we went to White Lake, North Carolina to go to a water park. It literally was a Dollar General every little rural area. That shit is an hour and some change away. We just went to the zoo, North Carolina Zoo, going to back roads. It's in Dollar Generals in those small little towns.
But now, let me ask you this.
If those Dollar Generals gone, what do those people do?
Okay.
Now you affecting those, if it's going to be about black people, now you're officially affecting the black people. You're not affecting the business. Yes.
Yes, that's what
they're removing some stores. It's going to fuck up their bottom line, but now you're affecting the people in those areas because now these stores have to close. And where you think they're going to close them at first?
Well, the Dollar General near my mom's, I'm sure they have maybe 10 employees.
See.
Nine of them are black. There's only one white guy that works there.
Thank you.
And two of them I know personally were having a hard time finding a job. Well, it's not the best job in the world, but you're employed.
My daughter did a part-time job just recently.
Yeah.
She literally just quit recently. At Dollar General. That's where her part-time was. After she leave the school, working for the school, her part-time gig, guess what? Guess how many young people were in there? It was her age group working in there. So now you shut down the Dollar General. Now her age group she's one of the lucky ones. That was part-time. She worked for the school system and things of that nature.
They got a lot of managers that are very young.
Yes. I was going to say that.
And that looks great on a
resume.
Yeah, yep. They got a lot of managers that are very young.
So now you take that away from them.
Yeah.
Then what?
Because the guy that is in charge of the Dollar General by my mother is a young black guy.
See?
And I just know because I see him all the time. And I figure he's in management because he always got the keys.
Always got the keys.
You know what I'm saying? And he knows everything about the store, and he's the one that trains the people. And regardless of on the resume, that's what it is. I train new employees.
Right.
I open, I close. You know, I dealt with the inventory, the shelving. Right. I did the organization of the store. I helped get it started. That's a good piece on his resume to build from. I don't see it.
I'm
all good with the getting us all together, pro black. Yeah, but certain
Me
things.
Too.
Let's be sensible.
I agree. Yo, let's move to another topic, man. I'm gonna play another video. This kind of hit me, and I didn't expect it to hit me as well as it did.
And what quietly went away without anyone noticing, ownership. We used to pay money and then the thing actually belonged to us. Now everything is sold as a service, music as a service, movies as a service. We spend and we hold nothing in our hands. This got my wheels turning. I want to talk about it. So at face value, it reminds me of a time when we would buy CDs, DVDs. We could watch or listen to it whenever we wanted. Today, if a movie or song gets removed from all platforms, there could literally be no official way to access it. What it got me thinking about was the future of the public record and who is actually in control of it. Remember during the Super Bowl when Alicia Keys hit that bad note and the next day all the official media had the note fixed?
Some people want it all.
If it weren't for people having their own archive, the official record is actually a lie. It's an intentional misrepresentation of what actually happened. And it's all fun and games when you're talking about just entertainment. But what happens with things that are more important? And I just think about the ripple effect of what this could mean longer term. Like, who is the controller of truth or of reality? I think that we're gonna start to see fractures in having what you remember be different from what the public historical record is of that moment in time. So this concept of ownership for me is more about control over consumption, and as a result, global understanding of the truth. I'm mostly just thinking out loud, but I do think it could be a great basis for a case study or a thesis. I'm not gonna write it, but one of y'all should, because I think there's a lot to unpack there. But what do you think about all this? Let me know.
All right, I found this on Instagram. This person name is Matt Vandrick. So you can check out Matt Vandrick. He actually has quite a few like really dope topics and discussions on his page. This was one of those topics of discussion or discussions. So you know, check him out. He's a dope digital creator. I want to make sure I shout out creators, especially that we play their content on here. And it got my wheels turning as someone that used to buy physical everything. Like right there, you see right there, Dot. That's my CD case, my old CD case.
Good days, man.
Thick. Good days. The thick one you used to ride in your car.
Good days. Mix CDs and everything.
Everything is in. Oh, I got CDs. A couple of those in there, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, they don't do that no more.
Music premieres. First time you hear a song, CD.
Yep. They don't do that no more. Like, you don't own. You literally don't own anything.
DJ's breaking
records.
You know
what I'm saying? Down to this, video games. Used to go buy a hard copy.
Yeah.
I'm still antiquated in certain things, so sometimes I go buy the hard copy. Why is the digital copy just as expensive, if not more expensive, than the hard copy? And you could decide to just shut my account down, and I don't have that digital copy anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It was the purpose of having something in hand, slide the disc in and do what you got to do.
Well, hell, even listening to music, you got to pay extra to have commercial free.
I was just about to say that. That was the next. Think about that.
You can't listen to an album without commercial.
Yep, you can't no more.
And YouTube be ODing on commercials.
If you don't purchase that, if you don't go to Apple Music, because there's not many places to go purchase music anymore. So if you don't purchase that file, if they decide to take the song off, it's gone.
And I think it's crazy. Play that song, I think it's crazy anymore. To have an iPhone and you got to pay for Apple Music, though.
I think it's crazy too.
I think that's crazy.
I think it should come with the phone.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be complaining about a few dollars, but still, if I'm paying a bill already to have this iPhone, why am I paying for Apple Music?
I agree.
Matter of fact, I was paying for it for at least a year. Didn't realize I was until they told me my bill was due.
See,
I was like, wait a minute, I gotta pay for this.
And I used to do Tidal. I did it all. I've done Tidal. I've done Apple Music.
I let that
I've
go.
I've done Spotify. I'm just strictly I'm strictly YouTube Music right now. That's just so I can have commercial free YouTube, and it's for the babies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I use Pandora because I got so many playlists. I got 3 playlists on there that I've had so long with like 900 songs deep. Like, I'm not starting over, bro.
Right.
Those are like my go-to playlists.
See?
So they kind of got me locked in.
And that's crazy, though. Yeah. But like you said, we should have Apple Music for free on our phone.
I actually like Apple Music.
At least, you know, if you want to throw commercials on the bitch, throw some commercials on it. That's like even buying movies now. Everything, man, you remember you used to go buy a DVD. You don't do that no more.
Well, I used to like, honestly, I used to love liner notes.
Right.
And I know I'm not alone with that because I can remember, like if I'm riding in the car with you and I buy a cassette, I can remember being in the car just reading the cassette while we riding before we even play it. I'm looking at who produced which record.
I open the book immediately.
Looking to see the thank yous, and you're looking at the artwork.
Right.
And, you know, the cover itself used to be like some dope shit. Like, oh, shit, this cover. So, you know, now with everything digital, you don't see the cover work. I mean, you don't see the line of credits. You don't see who produced which record. You don't see who guest appears on this record or this song. Or whatever it is they want to present to you, you know, packaging. That's why people that have hard copies at their shows, the people that are really, really still those hardcore fans, it sells quickly because some people still love that packaging.
But I think hard people that do sell hard copies, I want them to get back and make sure they do the liner notes, do the books. Yo, I'm telling you, this shit, I've had this shit a ton of years. Yo, I had this shit since high school, yo. Like, I had this shit with me. Dog, it's categorized. Look at this. All of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this shit is old, dog. Like, they don't have these no more. With the books. This is what he talking about. With the books, yo. You go through and be able to, oh, yeah, this is, like, I got a whole Jay-Z section. Like, yo, they don't do this no more, son. This used to be fire. I got a whole Rockefeller section, matter of fact. I was crazy with it. Bro, y'all don't even know what this album is. Y'all don't even know what this album did for a lot of folks, man. That Chronic 2001, dog, Big Myth Bleak, like, yo. And then, don't do the mixtapes. Dog, Cash used to steal from me. I had to dub projects because I knew people would steal. Lupe Fiasco,
If you got a dope mixtape, don't go to the bathroom.
Bro, Cash used to steal my jazz.
Yeah, 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 you might get that shit got.
Easily.
Don't let nobody hold it either.
Bro. My brothers used to come home, bro. I would come home from college with my CD in the car. My brothers would go in my car and be like, yo, I got to figure out what I'm stealing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to do it. You had to do it, bro. You had to build your mixtapes.
It was a good day for music, though.
Bro, it was the good, great days, man.
Good era.
Dog, I got a music. Look at that. Mixed CD 90s.
That's all you need, 90s.
That's it, bro. That's just get busy, son.
You ain't got to put a lot on there. Just 90s.
Just
man.
90s, dog. 90s. Just getting to it.
But I'll say this.
It's the old days.
It isn't a directive or insult to what's going on today. It's not. It's an appreciation.
Yep.
And representation of how things were then. The climate was different.
It was.
I think, and I said this to my son before, it's like, and you know, my son is 31.
Yeah, my man,
DJ Styles. He has a generation where they're going to have limited classics because of the way the music was presented. You know what I'm saying? It's mass produced. It's mass thrown at you. People are doing music. They dropping an album like every 6-7 months. It's like
right.
One record won't be able to tell a story. Like, I come from an era, and him as well, because he's the era after me, where we can give you a story for almost every record.
Yep.
We can almost tell you where we first heard it.
Yep.
We can tell you certain events where it came on. We can tell you when the video first dropped and how we felt about the video. And me coming from Queens, I could probably give you a story from every Queens artist. Music-wise, I'm talking about. Not even getting into personal. I remember when I first saw Onyx video, Throw Your Guns.
Mm.
I remember when I first saw LL video, Boomin' System, when that first dropped.
I remember when that dropped too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I remember when Tribe Called Quest first came out with Left My Wild El Segundo. I didn't like it.
Yep.
Then I heard the other stuff. I was like, wow, now I get it. I remember De La Soul, Potholes on My Lawn.
Yep.
I thought it was weird. And then when the other music came, I was like, oh, okay, they're really coming with some creative shit.
Yep. You know? No, you're right.
And then when the West Coast hit, I remember when I first saw a DOC video.
Yeah.
I was at, we was at a house where me and my man used to go all the time because there were some young ladies over there we were dealing with. And BET was on all day because back then people would play BET all day.
Yep.
Funky Enough came on and my man ran outside to get me. He was like, yo, you got to see this. Yo, he's spitting. And he from Cali. I was like, man, whatever, man. I walked in there.
He realized he's spitting.
Yo, DOC is Funky Enough. Yep. Oh, man. Yeah. Yep. BET, man. I remember one time we had a conversation on the show. We were talking about they were trying to bring Rap City back. And we talked about it for a minute. We never talked about it again because I don't think it happened.
They didn't come back.
It didn't happen, right?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Didn't come back. Nah, they can't afford to do that shit in this era. These dudes can't rap. These niggas can't rap, son. A lot of these mainstream niggas, they not coming on your show. And they, BET, The Basement, Rap City.
What do you think can be done? What can be done with videos then? What do you think can be done with videos? Because... Bro, even though music videos have, I want you to answer this. I'm going to say this. Even though music videos have to have a different level of potency and relevancy, I don't think they should be extinct.
I don't either.
But what would you suggest are done with music videos?
I'll say this. As someone that has a music video show on this platform that did well for a little while, video quality is down. We have so much quality.
Another conversation. Okay.
We have so much quality in camera, so accessibility. But the quality of the visuals are down.
Why do you think that is?
Because people are lazy because there's no.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. you'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
There's no love for the music video no more. So you're a lot of them don't add that to the process. I think videos should be more of a content piece now. That's the sad part about it. Making it short form, I don't think it should be dead, but I think you should be using it as, like right now, I'm shooting some content pieces. I haven't really been talking about it. I haven't said anything, but I have my EP done, and I've been shooting content for my EP. I haven't been talking about it. I haven't said anything about it. I've been working on the mixes. I've been working with another engineer on the mixes. I'm sending things off to mastering. But everything we've been shooting, I've been shooting, has been content pieces around that and not music videos. Because I also see it as, like, that shit ain't really where I need to be at anymore. But then I'm like, I'm so also nostalgic where I, like, I got to shoot a traditional music video. Your music video that you shot recently was a fire traditional music video.
But that one video can be 20 posts.
Yes, and that's the thing. You have to be able.
AI is amazing.
Yo, fam, these niggas ain't got no creativity neither. These motherfuckers are straight.
That's what I want. I want
answers
like
no creativity
that.
At all.
That's one problem.
And nothing they do.
That should be number one.
It should be number one, creativity. Yeah. But they don't have none. So they don't have any creativity. They just like, yo, I'm going to put something together real quick and just put it out there. Yep. It's just not fun anymore, bro. And everything, you want to shit on it so quickly. Like Lil Wayne just dropped his album. Yes, it wasn't the best. It shouldn't have been named the Carter 6. It shouldn't have been named the Carter anything. But the album wasn't bad. The problem is this. Whoever in his corner took a bunch of old records and probably sprinkling in with some new records, and they put out a project, and it wasn't cohesive enough, especially based on the Carter. When you could listen to Carter 1, Carter 2, you're like, oh shit.
So the problem was cohesive?
Yeah, it was not cohesive at all. All
right, so you said lack of creativity.
Lack of cohesiveness.
You said cohesiveness.
Yep. And
could you name one more problem?
And these things is whack too, but you know, that's a whole nother topic. I could be considered whack. So I don't even want to throw that in there. Okay. I mean, it's based on relative and short, and I think short attention spans.
Okay,
but I'm not saying short attention span from the consumer, because they will take in whatever you give them.
So you think the artist
has short attention spans?
But if you're the creative, that's how can you be creative with a short attention span?
Because look how quick people move on, bro. You've been working on a project, you know, put out everything. But you still keep working the same singles over and over.
I'm gonna work everything until people don't like it no more.
There you go. It might be old to you. Fuck, yeah. It's new to somebody else.
Yeah. No.
They don't have that. Because it's old to them, they stop.
But you know what I don't understand with the social media era? If you make a post, like stories.
Right.
Like people slept on stories for a long time. I've always been.
I love them.
Pro stories.
Right.
If you have a story with no music on it, why are you putting somebody else's music to your shit?
I would never, especially if you got music. If you're an artist,
if I have a post with no music, and if I have a post with music, I've changed the shit and put my music behind it all the time.
I've seen at least 4 artists do that in the past 2 weeks, man.
I had to ask artists one time, like, bro, you've been at this forever. Why you don't use your own music behind your workout video?
Right.
Something, even if it's an old record to you, mad people haven't heard it.
I'm going to keep it a band, bro. If I don't use your music, I use an instrumental.
I get that.
I don't want nobody words rapping behind nothing I'm talking about or I'm doing. Unless it's somebody within my circle. Yeah.
Even the undertone, bro. Play your stuff low while you're talking. Like,
yep.
It's rare that I don't have my own stuff on, man.
I agree.
Whatever it is.
And if I would have jumped on one of your posts and heard and didn't hear your music, you know you get a text message. Remember, what we doing?
Yeah, and then to your luck, that be the post that get mad views.
Yeah.
like Mobb Deep needed your help.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z actually needed that push.
Nope.
Nah, man. And the numbers that my stories get, especially within Facebook where everybody's story happy, I'm going to play my own stuff. Or I'll play my own stuff every four posts. So while you go through it, you're going to eventually hear me.
I had to show that book, bro. I had to show that booklet because what that young man was saying is so real, bro. Yeah, I refuse to get rid of it. I don't have a CD player in sight. There's no CD player in my car. I do have one in the house. So I lie. I do have, nope. I don't anymore. I sold that shit. So I don't have a CD player in the house, but I plan on getting me an entertainment CD player, entertainment system.
Yeah.
With the CD player and
I really wanted one for that video.
Right.
But I thought about it late.
Right.
Because I got a line with the putting the paper in tape squares where you can put the paper in the thing and put it in the cassette. And we all could have been sitting there acting like, you know what I mean? I had them things in my mind.
That would have been fire.
But yeah, but you know, you pick up 10 scenes and you use 6.
Bro, I had a couple of tapes, and shockingly, like, of major artists, I sold it to this store, and they, yo, bro, they bought every, I had about 40 tapes. They bought every single one $5 a piece.
Yo, matter of fact, P got one. He got a little box, and it got a USB plug, too.
Yeah.
And it looked like the regular old school radio.
Boom box?
Yeah.
That's fire.
A little small joint.
That's fire.
But what I want to say with music, in connection with your booklet, the relationship with consumer and artist is different now.
Yes.
You know, when we came up, it's like you actually felt like you grew up with these people.
Yes.
And you felt the content that kind of felt with your lifestyle or what you were seeing.
Right.
Now, a lot of things are revolving around depression.
Yes, it is.
Like, you'll see 100 guys in the club with their heads in the air singing about killing themselves and shit. Yo, that shit is depressing as fuck to me.
It's crazy.
And a lot of these songs, and I don't listen to a lot of the younger music, but you... certain things go viral and you catch on. I'm going to listen and say, like, what are these people really into?
Right.
A lot of stuff is about suicide and being depressed and anti-relationship. And, like, you don't hear anything about fatherhood, motherhood, family, structure, being progressive. It's all depression shit.
Right.
And that's the shit that goes viral quickly.
Very quick.
Yeah. And then when you even see concert footage, everybody's sad in the crowd. Like, oh, everybody's so sad. Oh, my God, crying and shit. And I'm like, nobody has fun with music anymore.
Nah.
Even the videos, like, ah, damn, ain't nobody smiling. Nah. Now, granted, when I was in my 20s, my friends would tell you, I didn't smile. I mean, I didn't.
Your homeboy just said that in the video shoot.
Yeah, I ain't smiling. Fuck, but hey, that don't make it right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it was that era, man. That era was.
Yeah, that was the era. But we had fun.
We still had fun. In the clubs. We danced in the club. I danced in the clubs.
Nigga, we danced all night in the club. Whether you were good dancing or not, the music just made you feel. Even the hood music.
Yep.
We're party records.
Yep.
You actually dancing to punching somebody in the face.
I don't go to clubs anymore, but I know these young niggas ain't dancing. They're just holding up bottles, and then everybody's doing this.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't have social media in high school and college.
Bro, if I did,
I think it would have...
my dick would have been everywhere.
Oh, my God. That's funny you said that because
you know it's real.
I'm going to say on another note, man. Any man... that has footage of a female or footage of himself and a female and going around showing it to other niggas.
Oh, you a full sucker.
You a whole ass nigga, sir.
Full sucker.
And that's off topic, but it's going to be on topic because I just made it a topic.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that because I've been seeing that too much.
Yeah, you's a full if that whole woman, ass nigga, bro.
If that woman submits herself to you and allows you to film what y'all doing for your pleasure.
Yes.
And you showing this to random people.
Yes.
And a lot of y'all are doing that and you end up marrying this woman you showing like that.
Yeah.
Bro, you different, man.
Yeah, nah. I never understood that.
You know what I mean? You a full-blown sucker. You a blow pop, son.
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying? Yo, last topic of the show, man. Since we were talking about music, how do you discover new music? How do you? I know how I, but how do you?
I actually discover new music through social media. I'm not going to lie to you. Social media, my son, sometimes you. That's about it, man. But I'm out the loop as far as music, because I don't go to the clubs. And when I do go out to hear music, most of the time they play in 90s and early 2000s stuff. So if my son doesn't tell me, I don't see it on TikTok or on Instagram, you know, I'm not going to see it. You know what I mean? Like Lil Wayne's new album, I didn't listen to it. I done heard everybody tell me about it already. I had one person tell me this morning in a message that I need to hear it for myself Because he told me as a hip-hop fan, he loved it, and he said the bars were on point. And I said, everybody else is telling me the bars were trash.
No. The bars were on point throughout the project. The only thing that was bad was...
His bars or the guest bars? No. I heard the guest versions were all right.
It was his bars. He was rapping immaculately. The problem was this. The production was horrible. Song choices were horrible. He didn't really have any real choruses. It was lackluster than a motherfucker. Once you pass the first five records, you'd be like, what the fuck is he doing,
okay,
son?
I mean, okay. And I didn't listen, so I can't really say.
And he rap. And another thing what Wayne got to do, bro, get the fuck off that auto-tune shit because you're not singing, bro.
Why I don't want everything.
Why you still got auto-tune in the background of your voice, on your vocals?
I don't want everything.
And it was poorly mixed.
Was it even mixed at all?
No, it was mixed. It was definitely mixed.
Okay.
It was definitely mixed. But it was like he had a super new nigga mixing for him.
He's too deep in the game to have an unmixed project.
Right.
He's way too deep in the game.
And definitely a poorly mixed. You
know what I mean? So it's just a project that was just thrown together.
That's what it seemed like. It seemed like they took songs from when he did this project called How to Love. They took records from that, records that they didn't use for that, put it over here.
He reused some bars too.
Records from over here. Yeah, he definitely did.
I don't like that.
He definitely did. Somewhere down the line, he reused a couple
of bars. There's somebody that did a clip on it, and I was like, oh, shit, he did repeat that. Ooh.
And then, you know, he pulled stuff from here and here, and it was like.
Then that's more of a mixtape then.
Right. It wasn't. It was not a Carter project.
No, that was my question I had asked. I said, was this, I think I asked Ski that shit. I said, was this an album? Was this a mixtape? He's like, no, it was an album.
It was labeled an album, but it wasn't an album.
So that's a mixtape.
We played it in the car while the boys were sleeping on the way back from the zoo. And then the great thing is the wife, like, she's real receptive because she's been around me for so long. She's been in recording studios. She's been around people with me. And she said, Sean, the mix wasn't that good. And she was like, a lot of the songs feel like he just threw them in it. And I looked at her and I was like, you all right? She was like, he was rapping though. He sound good rapping. She was like, I wish he wouldn't use auto-tune. My wife is not no hip-hop person like that. She is not. It's whatever I feed her, she digests when it comes to music.
I'm not a huge Lil Wayne fan.
I'm a Lil Wayne
fan. I'm not a huge detractor either. I'm not a huge Lil Wayne fan, but I'll never say he was whack or ever was whack.
Right.
I'm just not a huge fan of it.
Hey, man, but somebody that ran the FYE, you remember the F, no, F, was it? FYE. FYI spot, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It was FYE.
Yeah, it was FYE.
Yeah.
Someone who ran FYE. No. Someone who ran to the Virgin Mega Store in Orlando pick up the Carter 2 album. Virgin,
yeah.
My mans clown me for that shit all the time. But I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Lil Wayne, always have been.
Clown what? Liking Lil Wayne?
Yeah, my man Chris. Because he was like, bro, you stopped what you was doing. We was in the middle of some shit. I stopped what I was. I said, yo, I got to run to the Virgin Mega Store, man. I'll holler at y'all niggas.
I mean,
later.
Lil Wayne was iconic, though.
Right.
I mean, whether you liked him or not, you can't deny the fact that he had an epic career.
He did.
I mean, when he wore the T-shirt Greatest Rapper Alive, it wasn't nobody that debated it.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you felt like he wasn't, he was warranted to say that at the time.
He was definitely warranted. Because at that time, he was killing features, everything.
That's what I'm saying. Certain people can say that. Even like when Jada said he was top five dead or alive, it's like nobody cared. It was like, okay.
And like you said, still off one LP.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that. I might not agree with you, but you can get that.
But you can get that. Yeah, you get that.
You can get that.
And you kind of sort of is.
Yeah, like I can debate that you're not, but somebody else will debate that you will. Yep. So that gives you no right to say that.
And then if a nigga debate it, you like six.
But what I hate is, I hate when artists get to that level and they halfway give a project to the people that been waiting. You know,
right.
Like Will Smith did an album, and I wish he didn't do it.
I wish he didn't do it. Lil Sean wrote a lot of that shit. Big Sean wrote a lot of that shit.
Bro, I don't care if Jay-Z wrote it.
And I wasn't a fan of that.
This dude did some live rapping where, yo, son, you have no friends right now. I'd have been like, nah, don't do that. Though I'm a movie star. You remember that one? You saw that one?
I saw that shit.
I said, Will.
And I had decided not to talk about that, but we do.
What?
We here.
That was the worst, man.
It was disgusting.
Like, who wrote those bars?
It was disgusting.
Oh, come on, Will. You're famous.
And Will too, like, aggressive with his raps. So he tried to be like real hard with the as he say words.
I like comical Will.
And it's like, bro, that don't work for you because your voice, you did, what Paris don't understand was real laid back. Like, bro. Like,
but if you think about it, Will is such a famous actor and so many people don't really know him as a rapper as far as his fans that are younger than us.
Now, right.
The fact that that album, I'm not going to go to trash because I didn't listen to it. I just already know it's trash. But the fact that it did bad, like nobody cares.
No.
There's nobody on the internet trashing that album or nothing. Everybody just said, just don't worry about it.
Yeah, bro. It's like,
just leave him alone. Good, whatever. Bro. He's having fun. Like, right. Like, even with LL album, after a while, everybody just said, I ain't talking about this album.
Right.
Man. You know what I mean?
Right. That's real. I hate when my little brother do that shit. My little brother.
Oh, not this guy.
My little brother, he'll see shit online, right? Like, we talked about this. I talked about the zoo online, and he'll send me a message. What zoo? Nigga, look it up.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't like that. Look it up, bro. I'm not gonna tell you.
What you mean, what zoo? There's no zoos around here. Huh? Not like it's a selective amount of zoos.
Right, it's only one. It's in Asheboro.
Drive. I know it. That's why I said I thought you were gonna tell me something different. Like, I go to the zoo. Which one you go to?
So right. Look it up. But
I'm not answering you. That question was so stupid.
But back to how I choose new music, bro. I actually look for artists. So Because I used to do a radio show all the time, I still got in the habit of looking for new
music.
You
always look for new music?
Yeah, I still do. I always look for new music.
You always have?
Yes, I've always. That's always been my thing.
Even in 2000s, you were doing it. How did you look back then?
Oh, you know, you used to go to the...
you had the mixtapes and everything back then.
Right.
You cheap.
Used to go to the stores and pick up the mixtapes from the corner stores. Or you remember back in the day, you used to be able to go to Circuit City. You remember Circuit City and listen to the first few joints of a project?
Yeah.
I would just walk around and listen to the first few joints of the project. Also,
used MySpace?
But MySpace came way later. I was already rapping then. I was touring. I was a touring DJ and a rapper. So, of course, I was on MySpace, but I was also making money as an artist. So I wasn't really thinking about looking for new niggas. I didn't want nothing to taint me as an artist and a writer. You know? So I did that.
So I said taint.
Yeah, you don't want nobody to taint what you're doing because you could find yourself picking up someone else's style or flow style.
Tainted. You don't want
to. You don't want to be tainted.
Son, you don't want no taint, son. You don't want no taint. Definitely don't want no taint.
You don't, bro. You know, we come from the era where you don't want to bite nobody's style or
flow. But I'm saying, when I say I don't listen to a lot of new stuff and other people's music, people act like I'm saying some blasphemous shit.
I mean,
if you listen to too much shit, you can write some shit and even look at it and be like,
that's not me.
Can't even say it right.
I did that recently. I was in the middle of writing some shit, and then after I got done, that shit sounded like someone else, and I said, I'm not done. I threw it away. And it cleansed my palate. So I think cleanse his palate. Yeah, you gotta cleanse your palate, man. But how I look, like, I'm listening to a kid named Arden right now. And I'm a super fan of young brother, man. ARDN.
Okay.
He has some joints, bro. Like, he dropped the EP, and I've been a fan of what he's doing with that EP. I played quite a few of his records on my show. So,
like, listen to Snoop new album?
Nah, I ain't listening to that.
Okay.
Talking about Snoop by himself?
Yeah, he dropped another.
About him and Dre shit?
Nah, he dropped one after that because he said the Snoop and Dre album wasn't handled properly.
Yeah, I could tell that. But nah, I ain't listen to that.
Nah, my man played a couple songs for me. I just thought about it.
Might be good.
Nah, the couple songs I heard was dope.
Snoop ain't trash.
Because he had a record with Dom Kennedy that was dope.
I fuck with Dom Kennedy, bro.
And he had another record where the video was just, I should have sent you the video. The video was phenomenal. I might like the video more than the song. The way the video was done is crazy.
You
like,
listen to the song with Rakim, Busta Rhymes, and Styles P yet?
The New York anthem, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started listening to it. But I didn't
really. I was move forward. I don't want to slander no legends.
I don't want to lie to you. I kind of didn't. Honestly, though, I don't know why.
I'm not slandering no legends.
I don't know why, but I wasn't even motivated to hear it because in my mind, I felt like I was disappointed.
Because you heard it already. The sad part is when you
see I heard it already, I definitely don't like.
No,
it.
No, I'm just saying you look at the people that's on that song. You can automatically tell what the beat type is. You know how each person is rapping.
Rakim wasn't eating?
I ain't listened to it yet.
Oh.
But you know it's a flippity, flippity, flippity.
But Rakim don't flippity, flippity, though. He going to bar you to death, but he's not going to flippity, flippity. Now, Busta has turned me off
I said we was not going to slander. Any legends.
Okay, Walmart commercial. I'm cool.
All right, we're not going to slander no legends.
I didn't think it was slander, but okay, some people might take it that way.
Yeah, I mean.
Excellent stage show.
We're gonna keep it clean.
It's always clean. Crispy.
But yeah, that's how I do, man. I mean, I look at my YouTube music. It's full of new acts.
That's good.
I like, and then a bunch of R&B. Because I'm going to listen to my Alex Isley. I see Tiana Taylor just dropped something, so I'm definitely going to be listening to that in a little bit.
I think she's dope.
Yep.
I do. I think she's dope.
And then that Clips record, I can't stop playing that shit.
It was dope. I heard it wasn't like that.
I don't know who told you that. Because everything I've heard, everybody is saying it's like that.
It's not possible everybody like it. There's always going to be something like that.
Everything I'm hearing, all the reviews, has been rave reviews, and it's a dope song. They only got one song right now, so I think they're dropping the album in July. All
right.
Yeah, Clips dropping the album. Pusha T, No Malice. Dope, bro.
So No Malice, he ain't doing no more gospel rap. He done with it.
I mean, he's not cursing at all in none of it. But he's I don't remember him ever just doing gospel rap. His project had a religious feel, but it wasn't a gospel rap type thing. Like the No Malice projects he dropped, and I listened to him. It was only two. I listened to them both. It wasn't any gospel rap type stuff. He just stepped away from rap.
I mean, he never said that. This is other people just put the label on.
And he didn't want to do a lot of records with his brother at the particular time because his brother was still heavy and a ton of what he was in. And he was trying to change himself a little bit, but yo, it's high level bar, and to keep it a band, Malice walked all over this goddamn single. So,
I mean, Malice ain't trash.
He ain't trash at all.
I mean, Malice nice.
Yeah, but I'd say people check it out, man. But anything you want to end off the show with, my brother? Right, I gotta go hang out with my daughter.
That's funny, because I was going to keep it simple. As Father's Day comes, let's maximize our time with our fathers. I mean, I know plenty of people that don't have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And with my father advancing in age, you know, every moment I value more as it comes along. You know what I'm saying? We have to maximize those moments, have those conversations, have those smiles, have those hugs, because there's going to be a time where they might not be able to understand and appreciate those things.
Right.
You know, our parents put a lot of sacrifices together to get us here and to carry us on. It's easy to judge how a person parents you, but we don't know how things were in that time, man. Just like we're struggling and learning as we go along, they did as well.
Yeah.
I don't know your situation. I don't know your situation. But what I do know is if you don't maximize that time, you're going to be living with moments of regret, because the only thing we all have in common is we have an expiration date.
Yes.
But the scary thing about that is we don't know when that date is. And I can sincerely tell anyone, I'm not going to cry at my father's casket. If I shed a tear, it's just human nature.
Right.
But I don't have any regrets. I see my father 5 days a week. Whether he knows I'm there 5 days a week or not, he knows I'm always there.
Right.
And that's enough for me. I'm not leaving him out there alone to deal with whatever he's dealing with. But I had those conversations with him before he got to that point.
Right.
That I can stand on. And I have two brothers. I don't know what they can say or what conversation they had or what conversation they didn't have. But I know for myself, I know I had those, and that's the value.
Right.
So maximize the time you have with your dad. Like my brother just said, he's going to be with his daughter.
Yep.
You know, that's for her to decide on and for her to deal with. That's for his two sons to decide on and deal with, because we don't know when that time is. So we're ending this episode. And when it drops, right before Father's Day,
it will.
Okay, maximize that time with your dad. Make that call. You only have one father. Make that call. Maybe that call is quick. Happy Father's Day, and I love you.
Yeah.
That's all. Sometimes you can love a person and don't like them. If that's your situation, still. As men, we need to hear that. And as a man that had a birthday and his son told him happy birthday the day after, whatever.
Oh, damn.
Sometimes we need that. We act like we don't give a shit.
Right, right.
But, yo, we do.
You tripping, Miles.
Yeah, Miles on some bullshit. But that's my guy.
Right.
But I end this to say this. I did say to him, we good. I said, you a young man figuring out life. I said, now you trying to see how easy it is to forget things when you get caught up within life.
Yeah, you do.
But at 31 with no kids, you seeing right there.
Yeah.
get your balance.
Yeah, you got to get your balance.
You know what I mean? Get your balance, young man. Get your balance.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, when I was 31, my son was already 6. See what I'm saying? I ain't had time to play with no balance. I had to try to live within a balance.
Shit, you're right.
All right? So maximize your time with your loved ones, and on Father's Day, maximize your time with your dad. And matter of fact, create that into a lifestyle of maximizing your time with your father.
Right.
Shit.
I like it. All right, guys, this is the Black Male Podcast. TS is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
We'll catch y'all next week, man. I got to talk to him because I might move the date of the release of the podcast to Saturday.
Yeah, he already did it.
I did. I was just testing, but you know.
He already did it and ain't telling nobody. I'm telling everybody Friday or whatever. But
yeah, yeah.
We independent. Ain't no labels regulating spending.
All right, okay. Look at you out here rapping. Yeah. All right, we'll holler at y'all later, man. Peace.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.